Discovery Indians are on the air. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Indian fans. It's old Kelpy back here on the booth with Bobby. Good to be back, Bobby. I missed a couple games with you, brother.
Don't sit here and just like come in and act like you just own
my show.
Yeah.
It's my show.
Well, that hurt me the last couple games without my partner.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Dave Brown taking wide open team pictures.
Hope he's out here already.
He's going to take a melon. He's going to take a seed right up against a head one.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Well, he's going out in the field now.
Well, I tell you what, Bobby, I went down to opening day on Monday, watched the old Red Leggers against the Phillies, and didn't do so good. You know, I'm like 0 for the last, I swear to God, 20 that I've been down to see the Reds.
Reds are 2-1.
I know. And then I watched them play on Wednesday night, and they looked like gangbusters. I tweeted to you, or I texted you when you were doing sports talk. And then I saw they won again yesterday, and I'm like, hey. Maybe we're on to something. But, hey, tonight we're in, I'm assuming, Shelby County.
Yes,
Shelby?
That is correct.
Shelby County. We're down here to watch the Houston game. Houston, we were supposed to play them at home in Fort Recovery, and our field was a little bit too wet around the
mud bog.
The left field line, and their field looks pretty good.
So it does look good, don't it?
We made a trip down here to Houston, and we're going to watch a nice Houston team. We know they're coming off three state wins, right?
That is right. They've won three in a row, and we're not exactly sure of their record, but I think Jeff Wendell talked to you today and said they have a real nice team, and it'll be a good matchup, and the Indians are going to throw their ace at them.
Indians are going to throw Mr. Twaits at him and see how he looks. We have not seen him pitch since Delphus, correct?
That is correct. He's threw 41 pitches this year, and we went over that stat against Versailles that he's threw 41. Jacob Holman's threw over 200 in.
Is that right?
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Dang. Well, Jacob's been
200 Benny, pitches. I'm talking
Benny's
about.
Been yeah. Benny's been fabulous, but you know, and I kind of listened to a little bit. You said Reese was magnificent the other night against Versailles, and we had a good outing there. And the Indians are 4-1 now.
Yep.
So we lost a heck of a good Salina team, hats off to Salina, but we ain't afraid to play them guys again the way we're playing right now, but. Houston's out in the field, and the Indians are coming up here. We're going to be the visiting team, obviously.
Coach Kopp coming over.
So, Coach Kopp's coming over. Yeah, what's their record, Jer? Don't know.
That's good. Big good one.
We know they're absolutely on a three-game winning streak. But for the Houston team, they have Freistuhler will be your shortstop, leadoff man. Ludwig will be the pitcher today. He'll be batting second. Beaver is in left field. He'll be batting third. Hensley will be the cleanup hitter. He'll be at third base. Trent will be the catcher today. He'll be batting fifth. And it looks like we have an L Beaver and a D Beaver here, Big Bobby. We got the right fielder.
Actually got their roster here. Let me look that up.
Got their roster. There we go.
And then L Beaver would be... L. Beaver would be, I got Isaiah Beaver.
Could be an I. Could be an I up here. Yep.
And Dominic Beaver.
The
Beaver brothers.
The least boy. And then we got a least playing second. Eric batting eighth and playing first. And Foster will be their number nine batter. And he'll be in center field. So the Indians are coming up. And first batter for the Indians is, as always, not always, Cade Wendell. Cade batting first today.
Yep. The wind is blowing dead end from center field.
Yes,
and base
run,
because the runners will be going, because that's going to be a tough throw for the catcher. And I watched the catcher throw her down there. He about two-hopped her down there on his throw down. So base runners is the key.
Runners will be the key. First two pitches high to Cade Wendell. Two balls, no strikes.
Hey, if you're listening back home, shoot us a text. 419-852-9201.
That one's taken up too. 3-0 the count. Manny Homan's going to be in the hole or in the on deck circle for the Indians. He'll be at second base tonight. Nick Twaits, like Bobby said, will be on the mound. He's batting third. Cade swings at the 3-0 pitch, grounds it down to the first baseman. First baseman scoops it up, takes it himself over to first for the first out in the game. That's going to bring Benny Hellman to the plate.
I think it's 3-1 there. Let's count.
Oh, did the board said 3-0? Yeah, it was 3-1.
Yeah.
One out in the inning. That's bringing Benny Hellman to the plate. Nick Twait's on deck. First pitch high and inside. This kid's got a little snap to the ball. He's 370 mile an hour. High 70s, maybe. It's high and inside. Short field down the left field line, Bob. 300 feet. Right down the left field wall. 350 in straightaway center. And I'm looking down. They kind of got a hill out in right field, but I think that's 300, too, if I'm reading that sign right. It's a piece of that one. Fouls it away. Two balls and a strike.
And didn't let us in the press box, did they? Actually, it's probably cold as crap up there.
It's wind will be blowing right in at you, and they have two people up there, and that's about all there is room for. Mm-hmm. One might have been able to get in there. Two,
way
have.
High over the catcher's head.
Three definitely could have been up there.
You work today?
I did. Had a busy day. We've been busy at work. I tell you what,
that's good, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's all good.
You got my bank about done?
Bank's getting it's we're putting her back together, Neil.
You putting a little secret trap door in there so you can get in anytime you want?
I don't know about that, but that's ball four.
Betty's
gonna go down to first base.
Yeah. That is a great idea, Spencer.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't you do that? You're the only one that knows.
The last thing I do is tell you two guys about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so
and
we know you're doing it, but you're sitting
and the thousands of listeners.
Yeah.
All right, well, that brings Nick Twaits to the plate. Benny down at first base after a base on balls. So the Indians got a base runner. One away here, top of the first inning. Indians all knotted up here at zeros.
Twaits had an RBI single Thursday and played some great defense out there in right field.
That is a rocket right over the third baseman's head, and that's going to take Benny down to second. He's going to hold up there. That's going to bring the Indians cleanup hitter Willie Hellman to the plate. So the first hit of the game goes to Nick Twaits. He stands over at first.
He is a professional hitter, Twaits he is.
Oh, did you see that baby hook right over that?
That's neat, wasn't it?
Yeah, he put some topspin on it. It was nice. So Willie Hellman up to the plate. He's our center fielder, as everybody knows, and that's going to put Reese Rogers on deck.
Oh, my God, they got concession stand. If they got popcorn, I'm going to be fired up.
Great story about popcorn, by the way. Go to the game on Monday, and Todd Hellman has given up popcorn for Lent.
Oh.
So he tells us that, right? So all three of us get a bag of popcorn, and we sit.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets a handful of popcorn. Bubby snaps a pitcher.
Hey, how much popcorn do you eat if you got to give it up for Lent?
He said,
I mean, I might eat popcorn once every 2 weeks.
The guy is, I mean, he's jonesing
for
popcorn. It's awesome. I laughed my butt off. That's a pretty decent fly ball out towards left field. Left fielder goes out. He gets under it. He takes the catch. Everybody's going to have to chase themselves back to their respectable bags.
That ball got him in the jet stream. And
Willie hit it out there towards the fence, and we could tell the wind was drifting a little bit towards the foul line, but left fielder made a nice play on it, and that's going to be two away, top half of the first inning.
Come on, Reese, Bob. Stay hot.
Reese Rogers DH'ing today for Cody Shinneberry, who'll be behind the plate, I'm assuming.
That's the first curveball I've seen him throw.
Yeah. Right-handed pitcher. So Indians with runners at first and second, two outs, top of the first inning, looking to maybe do a little damage here if we can get a couple hits. Gets a piece of it, fouls it way over the fence on the
All right,
left
so Spencer, we take Fort Recovery Road here, okay? You know where I'm at? Where Nephi got killed.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't realize that was where it was, but okay.
So then we decide to cross over 47.
Okay.
And just keep going, see where that takes us, because it looked like it angled towards Houston, okay? So, Copy says, all of a sudden we get in this, what did we drive, a mile?
Yeah, yeah.
And the cheapest house we seen was right at $400,000.
Oh, the one was, I called the one Cabela's. It was humongous. That was taken inside in the dirt. And right. Benny's going to make a run, and also Nick's going to make a run. So now we got Indians down at second and third.
Come
and
on,
a 1-2 count to Reese Bob.
And a pretty warm batter at the plate.
2-2.
2-2 count.
Come on, Reese. Nice.
Shaney on deck for the Indians. That one's taken just outside. Good eye by number 24, Reese Rogers.
nice little park they got here, ain't it?
Yeah, it does. It looks pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
3-2 count. Here comes the payoff pitch. And that is hit up the middle, and that's going to score two of the Indians. Here comes Benny Holman across the plate. Here comes Nick Twaits. He's going to score easily. And Reese Rogers with a nice 2-RBI single.
His man name is Reese Rogers, folks. Atta baby. Stay hot.
Nice piece of hitting right there on a 3-2 pitch. Just went with the pitch and took it right back up the middle. So now Reese is standing down at first base, and the Indians got themselves a quick 2-0 lead. And that brings Ethan Chain to the plate with Evan Post on deck. Post will be at third base today. That's a nice two-out hit.
Oh,
buddy.
Yeah.
How about
yes,
that?
It was.
There's a ground ball. Just past tough the pitcher. Play. It's going to be a tough play for him. He comes up, fires over to first, and makes the out. So Ethan goes down 1-3 in the book. But after the end of the top of the first inning, the Indians grab a quick 2-0 lead.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, we're back here at Houston Baseball Field here, home of the Houston Wildcats. I'm going to go over the Indian defense real quick for you since I didn't have time here before the game. What we've got in the outfield is Davis Wills going to be out in left field. In center field is Willie Holman. And in right field is Cassius Metzger. In the infield for the Indians, we got Evan Post at third base. Cade Wendell's going to be at shortstop. Benny Holman over at second, and Ethan Chain at first base. Cody Shinnenberry behind the plate, and our pitcher is Nick Twaits. And here comes the first pitch to the Wildcats. That's taken low. Ball one. If you're just joining us, the Indians got a quick 2-0 lead in the top half of the first inning. That one's taken low, too. Ball two. So Nick back on the mound for his second start of the game. His first start was actually the opening day for the Indians at Delphus. He threw 41 pitches that game, and he left with a, I think it was a 5-0 lead. We scrambled a little bit. They tied the game. We ended up coming back and winning, but he didn't get the victory in that game. So he's got no decision so far on this early season. That's a strike. That's 2-2 the count now. The hitter so far for the Houston is Freistuhler, Ludwig, and Isaac Beaver. First three batters for the Houston Wildcats. Swing and a miss. Strike three, and that's going to bring Ludwig to the plate. He is the Houston pitcher with Isaac Beaver on deck. Nice start there by Mr. Twaits.
Yep, that's a good way to get going.
There's a strike taken right there by Ludwig. 0-1 the count.
Just keep throwing strikes.
Yeah, he keeps it down, and he keeps it where they have to reach for that ball. He does it nicely. Right now, here's his first curveball. That's high and inside. But he does a really nice job of keeping that ball low and away of these hitters. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That's going to be taken for strike number two. One ball, two strikes to Ludwig. Isaac Beaver on deck. Hensley in the hole for the Wildcats. Comes a 1-2 pitch. Curveball kind of gets away from Cody, and that's going to be ball number two.
Well, the Indians look pretty good.
One thing that I've noticed now, and I missed the last couple games, but both times that Nick has started, Cody's been our catcher.
Yes.
So there's a swing and a miss. Nice job. Two up, two down, two strikeouts for Nick Twaits, and that's going to bring Isaac Beaver to the plate.
Cody, the first game or two looked very tentative. Actually, I think he only caught the first one.
The first game was his first game that he ever caught varsity,
yes.
The first game he ever caught Nick Twaits.
Yes.
So there was a double whammy for him, but he looks much more relaxed
The last couple of games, he's been really good.
Yeah.
He has blocked virtually everything, several of them that bounced in front of the plate. He's done a lot. He is so much improved from the first game.
Yeah.
And he was decent the first game, but he had some issues.
There's the second pitch.
Man,
it's 1-1 count.
Yep, he's done very, very well.
Yeah, he looks pretty comfortable back here tonight.
Yep, yep.
Here comes a 1-1 offering. Two outs here in the bottom half of the first inning. Indians up 2-0. There's a swing and a miss. Nice little breaking ball by Nick. First two batters up, first two strikeouts. 3-3 season, Bobby says.
Lost our first three, won our next three.
Yeah, we'll start them on another three-run downslide.
As long as they get one.
Three-game downslide.
That's a swing and a miss. And Nick Twaits takes care of the Houston Wildcats. Three up, three down. Three strikeouts swinging. So after the end of one, the Indians cling to a 2-0 lead.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here?
Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Oh. Here we go, top half of the second inning. Indians are going to come up 7-8-9. Post, Metzger, and Davis will. Evan takes second pitch high. 1-1 to count to him.
I just talked to Mr. Post's dad up there by the concession stand.
Big E up there?
Big E made the trip.
Awesome.
Look like there's about 15 Fort Recovery fans set up there. Billy B and Eddie, of course.
Absolutely. That one's taking load away on the outside. Pretty sure it's 2-1 is the count. He's got two balls on the board, but I think it's 2-1.
Well, the strike light's broken. It says 7. Now you'll be able to put the 2 up.
That's taken high. 3-1 the count. That was taken right down the middle for a strike. 3-2 the count.
We need Nick Twaits to throw 7.
Quick innings. That's a ground ball to the third baseman. Tough play for him. He comes up firing across the plate.
Nice play.
Nice play by the third baseman. One up, one down for the Indians, and that's going to bring Cassius Metzger to the plate. Davis Will on deck for the Tribe. Indians lead 2-0, top half of the second inning.
Cassius getting a rare start here today.
Yeah, I like to see it. That one's taken right across the heart of the plate. Strike one. Left fielder's playing. Wait, that's up. Chin music over his head.
Ooh, yeah. That's
one ball, one strike to Cassius Metzger. Our left fielder's backpedaling a little bit. He was creeping in big time there, and I would have to think Cassius gets a hold of one, he could burn him pretty easy. Nice curveball across the plate. 1-2 to Cassius. Davis Will on deck for the Indians.
Let's go, Cash.
No game tomorrow.
No.
Is that right? They canceled the doubleheader?
Yep. We are now playing Monday at Lima Bath, a game that we're going to do or not.
That's a tough one for me.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tough one for me to get
to. Planning to do every one of them, so.
2-2. Cash is swinging a miss. Strike 3.
I didn't know they had a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow.
Well, they had said they were going to play tomorrow, but.
Okay. Yeah, that last I heard, they backed out of that several days ago. Neither team wanted to travel that far.
All right, Davis Will to the plate, our number 9 hitter tonight for the Indians. Cade Wendell on deck. That one's taken just inside. Ball 1. 2 up, 2 down so far, top half of the second inning. Indians jumped out to a quick 2-0 lead in the first inning. Nice base hit by Reese Rogers. That one's high. 2-0, no strikes.
Brandon Rogers listening from Florida.
How you doing, Brandon? Good to have you on board.
Wasn't he in Indiana the last time?
I'll tell you right now, if I'm in Florida, I'm not listening at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
It's National Beer Drinking Day, too.
I know it is.
Well, you can listen.
That one's high. 4 straight balls to Davis Will, and he's going to take a free trip down to first base.
Sit on the beach and drink some Mai Tais and listen.
That's going to roll a top. Back to number 10, Cade Wendell. Benny Homan on deck. Last time up, Cade grounded out to the first baseman, unassisted. Now he's going to face him from the stretch instead of the windup this time. I think his kid likes the stretch. Sometimes you can tell a difference, but so far, I think his kid likes pitching from the stretch instead of the windup. But Cade takes that one right down the old heart of the plate. Strike 1. Davis takes off, and he's going to get down there without a throw. So Davis moves on to second base. I think that pitch was a ball. He didn't put it up there.
Yeah.
I think it's a 1-1 count right now to Cade.
I think you're right.
Here comes a 1-1 pitch. That's taken inside.
Come on, Cade. Stay hot, bud. It means a run here.
2-0. Coach Feely keeping an eye on Davis down there. There's a ground ball just foul. Coach Feely scoops it up, fires it. 2-hopper back to the pitcher. I hope he gets on the archives and hears that.
I think that was an oxymoron.
Who better to pick on? 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. That's a curveball, and that's taken back up the middle.
That's going
Davis
going
to come around third base. Jerry's going to send him home, and there's going to be no play at the plate.
RBI.
And an RBI single by Cade Wendell. Nice job by Davis to get down to first, get over to second, and then we knock him in.
Yep.
Indians with two.
That's exactly the way it's supposed to.
Both their hits have been on two outs, Bubba.
That's exactly how it's supposed to work, Bobby.
Two out singles.
So the Indians take another advantage of a walk, and now they have a 3-0 lead. That's going to bring Benny Homan to the plate. Benny walked himself the last time up, came around to score the game's first run.
Sam wants to know if we're sitting in a tornado.
It doesn't sound like it.
It's windy out, Sam.
Yeah, we keep moving our mics around trying to avoid it, and the wind shifts a little bit, and there we are blowing.
Well, I'm sure it's me, Sam, because your dad never, ever has mic troubles. It's always me, if you ever notice.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. Brandon Rogers says his wife's mad at him. He's got sunburn today. He's drinking pina coladas on the beach, and he's hammered right now.
That's why you're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She won't talk to him, so I turn the radio on.
2-0 count. Benny takes a swack at that one, and that's going to be foul. 2-0. 2 outs. Top half of the second inning. Indians up 3-0.
How about the dugout there, the home team dugout?
It's like a pole barn.
It is. They got cows in there. They got two horses. There
should be something behind it. I'm assuming they got keep their gear in there.
Tony Rogers with the headset on. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, just wanted to give a shout out to Brandon. He's on the beach. Don't put down his drinks and
I think that's a problem for him right now.
It's kind of early, but I guess it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I just swear, I just pray to sweet Jesus that he don't have a...
That one's popped up.
What do you call them things?
Second baseman coming over, getting underneath it, and he makes the play.
It's swim trunks.
That's three outs, but the Indians pick up a run in the top half of the second inning.
Speedo.
And at the end of one and a half, Indians three.
Calvin, we're trying to talk.
Wildcats, Zippo.
The people are coming. Nobody's listening to the game.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get back to the basics with Case IH Compact Farm All 30A and 35A tractors at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simple, easy-to-use controls let you focus on your task without distractions from complicated machine operations. The full-function three-point hitch and PTO options allow you to easily attach a wide variety of implements. And the turbo diesel Tier 4B engine gives you all the power you need. For more on Case IH Compact Farm All 30A and 35A tractors, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, here we go. Bottom half of the second inning.
Let me ask you a question.
Talk to me.
East wind, 30 mile an hour.
Yep.
Could you knock her on 66?
Maybe.
Maybe. Ain't very far from that, really.
Nope. There's a ground ball. Foul.
Calvi, I don't know if you know this or not, and you do know a lot, but Nick Thwaites has faced 12 batters this year and struck out 11.
I remember his
That's
first outing.
That's pretty good.
I remember his first outing, yeah. Because he struck out the first three tonight, and he only had one guy that got a hold of it. And he got a hit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No? Beginning out? No, it's three up, three down every time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I got to thank you there for the fish stick. I'm assuming it looked like a hot dog, but I'm pretty sure it was fish, wasn't it?
No, it was fish.
It was fish. That's
well,
what I thought.
Depending on the brand, there's no meat in it.
Okay. Well, I just want to let everybody know that we weren't eating hot dogs. We were eating Mrs. something-something fish sticks, whatever
Mrs.
they are.
Mrs. Camp's.
Mrs. Camp's fish sticks.
Mrs. Camp's. Mrs. Myers. Oscars.
Oscars fish sticks. One ball, two strikes. That's taken high to Hensley. Trent's on deck, and then Dominic Beaver will be our third batter.
You think if you went out there right now, you could catch Nick Twade's fastball?
I would certainly think so. And that one's going to catch back half of his calf, and we're going to have first Wildcat base runner.
You think you could?
Yeah, I think I could catch him, yeah. You don't think you could?
No. I'm saying if you was in the first pitch he throws, like right now, if you put the gear on.
Yeah? You don't think I'd catch it?
No.
Oh, you dumbass. Dumb butt.
There's no way. You're how old are you, 50?
50.
No.
Best shape of my life.
I'm not saying you ain't great shape, bud. You're looking good. I mean, your guns.
You're a little out of practice.
You just don't think I can catch.
You haven't been a catcher for 30 years.
That ball would hit you right in the face mask.
Yeah, but if it sticks in the face mask, that has to count as catching
it. Count. Absolutely, that counts.
Now, if it doesn't stick, we got a little problem, but if it sticks in the face mask, he did catch it.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather... Yeah, I don't think I want to get hit in the face mask by that fastball, I can tell you that.
Nope.
So Trent steps in, one ball, no strikes, and that one's going to get past Cody. Cody comes back to get it. It stops dead in its tracks right up against the fence, and that's going to be an easy pass ball, and he's going to be over to second base. So Hensley over to second.
That wild pitch at, wouldn't you?
That's pretty low, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it was a wild pitch.
He stopped a bunch of them like that, but that one he didn't
stop.
Come on,
bear down here, bud.
Yep. 2-0 the count. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Yeah, I think when he rears back, you know, he's we got some good pitchers in the area. Yeah. Man, I've been watching the paper. Holy cow. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes.
This is a relatively young Houston team. They come in with two seniors and five juniors and about eight sophomores and a freshman. So they're real young. So.
Absolutely. Cade keeping the runner down at second. And he gets a piece of it. He pops it up out of play. Two balls, two strikes. To Trent Dominic Beaver on deck for the Wildcats. Indians with a 3-0 lead here. Bottom half of the second inning. Evan Post about even with the bag down at third. Ethan Shane back behind the bag about four steps. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nice way to come back right there. And that's going to be first out of the inning. And that's going to bring Dominic Beaver to the plate with Leist on deck.
I think a lot of people are talking about in town, talking about the buzz about the new competitive balance and the new divisions come out yesterday.
Yeah, how about that? Jeepers creepers.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to pick a year to go to D6 and to play Marion and to play Coldwater, we are getting in it at the perfect year.
Yeah.
Because both of them lost 20-some seniors. Coldwater's had back-to-back seasons of losing 20 seniors. And if you talk to both them kids, I mean, talk to your coaches
we got him in a pickle.
How about that?
Evan's going to tag him out of third. Nice job right there by the Indians defense. We're sitting here looking at each other, and we run the pickoff play, and it was ran perfectly, and we get him in a pickle and tag him out at third base. So the base runner is now thrown out at third base, and that's going to be out number two, and that's going to clean the bases, and Dominic Beaver's still the batter.
I mean, what the heck?
Oh, well, he ain't afraid to play anybody.
No.
I mean, that's exactly right.
But we're probably not going to have, unless Versailles picks it up, we're not going to have three state champions in the same year now.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, we'll get over that. Used to be good when we had one. Got a little spoiled, and we got started getting two every year.
Something.
Got a little spoiled.
What a stretch.
We were disappointed last year when we only had two instead of three.
That one's popped up out of play.
That would have killed us if it had hit us.
Yeah, the good thing is Vince in front of us.
Jesus.
I sent you the picture of me getting that foul ball, didn't I?
Did you really get it?
I got to tell you that whole story at break. But
you tell it on here. People want to hear it.
Well, I get into the game early. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Six up. Five strikeouts for Nick Twaits. And at the end of two complete, Indians lead 3-0. But leave it on here, Neil. I'll tell you this quick story.
Yep.
So we go to the opening day on Monday, and the place is packed. It's the most people I've seen on the streets probably ever, and it was really no fun to be out there because it was shoulder to shoulder, and finally they opened the gates up to the stadium, and I said, boys, I'm heading over there.
Right.
So I go in, and there's nobody in our section, none. And Phillies are taking batting practice, and I sit down, and they got, you know, the old stars and stuff. David Concepcion was walking around. And
he looked like you could shake his hand.
Oh, yeah, I was right there, anyhow, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden a foul ball comes up, and it's one of those that goes over your head, and you kind of watch it go, and you let it go. But here, about 10 seconds later, something hits me in the heel. I look down, it's a ball. So I pick it up, and there's nobody there, so it had to ricochet off the wall, come back, and roll down all those bleachers and hit me in the heel. So I had the ball, and then when all three of the boys come walking in, you know, there I was, you know.
It looked like a brand new ball.
Yeah, it was a brand new ball. And I said, see what happens, boys, when you come in a little late?
Did you get an autograph?
Well, I went down and tried to get Larry Boas, because Larry was standing right there in front of their dugout, and I hollered at him. And,
Larry Boa.
Well, we were behind the Phillies dugout. We tried to get the mayor, but we couldn't get the mayor. We thought that would be pretty cool, mayor to mayor.
Yeah.
But couldn't get that accomplished. But no advertisements on that short break, and the Indians are back up to the plate here in the top half of the third inning. But it was a lot of fun. It's always fun to go to opening day.
It is. Nobody does it quite like
Nick Twaits with a ground ball back up the middle. Second baseman comes and bobbles it. That's going to be an E4.
Absolutely. Actually, the pitcher should have fielded it, Calvin. I think it went right through his wicket.
And I think he might have touched it, that's for sure.
Yep.
So Nick reaches on an air, and we've got our first base runner here in the top half of the third inning.
Number four batter.
And that's going to bring Willie Holman to the plate. With Reese Rogers on deck.
How many pitches over still to first. He goes?
I don't know. I'd say he's got the green light. If he thinks he's got a good jump, he goes.
Dave Brown is going to get killed standing out there taking pictures like that.
Yeah, foul ball. That could be trouble.
Yeah, I mean, an absolute...
Rick a bouncer.
Yep, Rick a bouncer right off his melon.
Here comes the pitch. He gets a piece of it. Second baseman goes back, snags it, and that's going to chase Tweetsie
kind of
back.
Kind of a jam shot. Yeah, caught off.
Yeah, it wasn't a good swing. He caught it on the edge of the tape, and second baseman goes back and gets him and chases Tweetsie back to first base. So we lose the first out of the inning with a pop-up here to the second baseman. And that brings Reese Rogers to the plate. Reese Rogers obviously one for one, drove in two runs in the first, and now they got him in a pickle. Tweetsie keeps going to second. First baseman guns it down to, uh-oh, this can't be good. How about that right there?
Yeah, throw it around.
So they had him picked off. Tweetsie takes off. First baseman fires it over to second base. Shortstop can't handle it. Gets past him, goes out to the left fielder. Left fielder is going to barehand it, fire it to third, and he bobbles it. So Tweetsie ends up at third base with one away. Reese Rogers up. Reese with a kind of a looper drive back to the pitcher. Pitcher handles it himself, looks him back, throws it over to first for the second out in the inning. So two away here, top of the third inning, and that's going to bring Ethan Shane to the plate. Ethan, I'd like to see you get an RBI right here, big fella. Last time up, Ethan hit a grounder back to the pitcher also. Takes a piece at that one, and that's going to be foul ball, strike one. Ethan's just got that demeanor at the plate. He looks like a hitter.
He does.
And eventually that's going to happen, I know.
Well, he's been hitting the ball. I mean,
yep.
I like the way he's played so far. I think we talked about
Ooh,
he got a hit there. He's a good hitter there.
Yeah, he's a good hitter there. Takes that right off the old
butt cheek.
Right off the old gluteus maximus. So now we're going to have runners at first and third. And Posty comes to the plate. And Posty's a little nervous after seeing that shot right off the old rump.
Evan with his two-game hitting streak. He's had his first career hit against Franklin Rowe on Monday. Come back with a big hit Tuesday against Versailles.
Yep.
Keep her going, E. Get us a base hit here and get
around
right
here. Get another run in and make it 4-0. That one's taken high, and there goes the runner down to second base.
No throw.
So it looked to me like Ethan Shane has major cramps in that butt the way he was running to second base.
Did it kind of
like,
a bit.
I can't believe they want me to run because I'm hurt. That's taken outside. Two balls, no strikes. So Evan with a couple ducks on the pond here at second and third, looking to blow this game a little bit open here if he can get a nice hit with two outs. And we've been known to get two outs hit so far in this ball game. Now one's taken off the knee. So that's going to be back-to-back hit batters. And now we've got bases loaded.
I'd much rather get hit in the butt than get hit where he just got hit.
Yeah, that one looked like that could have hurt. Not. We're tough guys, though. We ain't rubbing them bad boys.
I would be.
Quick timeout here. Looks like the manager for the Houston Wildcats going to go out and talk to his pitcher. Looks a little rattled after hitting back-to-back hitters. Yeah?
You want to take a break?
Yeah, unless you got a good
score. No, go.
Okay. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here, but your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617.
Hey, we're back here, Davey. Quick break, ready to go.
All right, looks like we're going to keep the same pitcher on the mound right there for the Wildcats, and that's going to bring Cassius Mesker to the plate. Cassius struck out swinging the last time up, and now he's got a chance to do some damage here to the Wildcats with a nice base hit. Bases loaded, two outs, 3-0 score in favor of the Tribe. Here comes the first pitch that's taken high and outside. Well, these are good sunflower seeds.
Very good. Fee has a whole bunch of them, but he never brings them to us.
Don't share them, does he?
Nope.
Hate that guy. That one's taking over Cassius's head, too. Two balls, no strikes. No place to put you there, Cassius, so be patient up there, bub. He's hit the last two guys, and now he's through two of them, 7 feet to the catcher. That was taken high and outside also. 3-0 the count. Now you've just got to sit there and crowd that play.
Yep.
Get up on it. Get your elbow out there, block it a little bit. That's outside. All right. Four straight balls to Cassius. That's going to bring in another run. So Twitchy comes around. And that's going to be 4-0 in favor of the Indians after he's walked in on a base on balls. That's going to bring Davis Will to the plate. Davis was walked the last time up, came around to score in the second inning. Ethan Shane over to third base. Evan Post at second. Cassius Mesker down at first. So bases juiced.
Top of the order on deck.
There's a strike. 1-1 to count to Davis. Boy, oh boy, I tell you, man, the wind's blowing in. I was going to say that right fielder's creeping in, too. Ooh, got a break here. Strike two call. Looked a little low and inside to me. But
yeah, but he did call it about that same spot. 1-1 Knicks pitches. So.
Come on, Davis, grind down here. Choke up a little bit. Guard the plate. Swing and a miss. Got him on the strike three. So in the inning, the Indians pick up one more run on, let's see, I think we've got one. We got an error. No hits. A couple walks. And after 2.5, Indians 4, Wildcats nothing.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means at Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419-375-2865. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FordRecoveryRadio.com.
4th of, oh, I love 4th of July. That's my favorite.
That's when you get to blow up cars. And
that's when you have to get
No, that's when you get to celebrate off. The founding of the United States of America.
Is that what that meant?
Yes.
Is that right? I just saw a big firecracker.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people.
All right, here we go. Bottom half of the third inning. That morning with Bill, that show right there. I can't believe anybody listens to that.
I don't know how you can keep from it.
I do get a couple chuckles out of it. I ain't going to lie to you. So Twitchy back on the mound after retiring 6 in a row. Actually, I take that back. He retired 6 straight batters, but one he hit, and then we got him in a pickoff and got him that way. So 6 up, 6 down, basically, and that's going to be...
He's faced the minimum.
Least, Herrick, and... Foster, 7-8-9 batters for the Wildcats. It's going to be taken for a strike. I believe it is 1-2. The count right here, and I tell you, he's. I was telling Neil when you got up there, he really does a nice job of keeping that ball low. Swing and a miss, got him.
He's tough, 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 tough man.
He's not really throwing that much junk. He's just throwing smoke.
Yep.
And then once in a while, he'll mix in an off-speed pitch. But right now, he's just throwing, hit it if you can, boys. And that's going to bring Herrick to the plate. Herrick is the first baseman for the Wildcats. First time up, facing him. That's going to be on the inside corner. Strike one. If you're just joining us, the Indians got a 4-run lead here so far. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
This kid could never hit this ball.
Nope. He's a big kid, but he's a number 8 batter, so you got to think he's not their best hitter.
Here comes the one. Yeah. Strike three right there. Swing and a miss. 2 up, 2 down. Bottom of the third inning. Twitchy looking to be really sharp so far this inning. Completely the whole game. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strikeouts out of 8 outs so far. That's not too shabby, is it, boys?
We'll take that.
Work.
Swing and a miss. On number 9 hitter, Foster. Center fielder for the Wildcats. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Taken just off the black. Nice pitch right there by Nick Twait. Strike two. This little guy's going to get a piece of this one right here, Bobby.
No, zero chance.
Strike three. You were right. Three up, three down. Three strikeouts in the inning, and after three complete, Indians 4, Wildcats 0.
Wengler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now is a great time to buy. Right now, save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee power tools in the area and save $100 on a qualifying kit. Experience the service, selection, and tradition at Wengler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
It's Lent, and Miracle Lanes will be featuring their hand-breaded fish on their Friday lunch buffet, in addition to many other Lent favorites, including their breadsticks and grilled cheese sandwiches. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for your birthday parties and other get-togethers. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Top half of the fourth inning. Indians going to roll the top with Wendell, Homan, and Twaits. Indians got a 4-0 lead so far. It looks like this. We've got 4 runs on 3 hits. We've left 5 on the plate or on the bases, and we've got 2 strikeouts so far in the game. For the Wildcats, they've got no runs, no hits. They've left nobody on, and so far Nick Twaits has 8 strikeouts out of 9 batters. Cade takes that one outside. 2 balls, no strikes to Cade Wendell.
Anything going on this weekend?
Post warm up, man. We play golf. That one's taken high. 3-0 the count to Cade Wendell. Cade 1-for-2. Grounded out to the first baseman first time up, and a nice single last time up.
Bretzi's looking for one for Sunday.
That's taken high. Straight 4 straight balls to Cade Wendell, and he takes an easy stroll down to first base.
Water.
I didn't whisper, did I?
Yeah.
That's going to bring Benny Homan to the plate. Benny Homan he walked first time up, and he popped up to the second baseman last time up. Reds are at
St. Louis. Mike
Cardinals.
Leake.
Is that right? We faced Mike Leake tonight?
Yeah, against the rookie Garrett.
Yeah.
Amir Garrett.
And now, is Bronson pitching tomorrow?
Well, they haven't announced it yet, but that's... They might have announced it today.
Word in Huddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a first pitch strike to Benny Homan.
How about the job Finnegan did the other night?
Man, oh, man, he looked great, didn't he? Actually, he started out, struggled the first inning, and after that, he was lights out.
I think when you got them young kids like that, you'll probably see some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he pitched good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the other thing, that Lorenzen. Wow, where did that speed come from? Throwing a 98 mile an hour, and then we bring Iglesias in the ninth. Not a bad little combo right there so far. 3 games into it, and we got them going to the World Series.
Yeah. Well, they're young. We got to find some gems out there, don't we?
That's right. Swing and a miss by Benny Homan right there.
Well, you talk about a kid who's hit the ball well this year. He's looking at him number 6.
You ain't kidding. No balls, 2 strikes to Benny. Benny 0 for 1 so far in this ball game. Takes a nice looking cut. Cade getting a nice lead over there, and the pitcher's got to keep him honest, chasing him back wide open. Nick Twait's on deck for the Indians. There goes Cade. Nope. Good fake right there. One ball, 2 strikes to Benny. Boy, he's going to throw one right past that first baseman pretty soon.
It?
Jeez, and Pete, he throws rockets over there. Thank you, Spencey. Another one over to first base. That's 3 pitches to home and about 7 pitches to first base to keep Cade on. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. But he takes it high. Two balls, two strikes. Cade's got him a little bit worked up over there, I think. He looked good right there in the beginning, and now all of a sudden he got worried about Cade, and he can't throw a strike here. That's taken high. Ball three. 3-2 the count. Nobody out. Top of the fourth inning.
He's going here.
I believe. Here comes the 3-2. Benny gets a piece of it down to the third baseman. Third baseman goes over to second. He throws one right in the dirt. And the second baseman really had a hard one to handle. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to give him an E5 on that one. But Benny goes down to first base. Cade's safe at second. And now Nick Twaits comes to the plate. Nick Twaits so far, 1-for-1. He reached on an error the last time up, but he hit a rocket in the first inning and ended up scoring in the first inning also. That one's taken high and outside.
Twaits, he might just pop one out of here to left field.
Who hit one out there?
He did. The hook?
Was it Twaits?
The flop-up.
Yeah. Comes the 1-0 pitch. Time called by Nick.
You
missed Cade hitting one on Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Dave?
I know. Yeah. He must have got a hold of that puppy.
Yeah. Yep, that was a good one.
Willie Homan on deck for the Indians. Runners at first and second. Nobody out top of the fourth inning. Indians got a 4-0 lead over the Wildcats here in Houston. A little bit of mind games going on right now.
I think Cade won that stare down.
Well, the second baseman, he's trying to hold him on there. And Cade's not. He's just back here dancing around. And
he is
all
in
worried
that pitcher's
about
head.
Woo. Oh, man. Here comes the pitch. Nice job by the pitcher right there. Focus through a nice fire strike down the middle of the plate. 1-1 to count to Nick Twaits. I don't recommend throwing that same pitch, though.
Double steal?
I don't know if we'll do that.
Yeah, maybe.
A lot of prancing around out there.
Oh, good curveball.
Wow. Best curveball of the night so far.
By
both
far.
Pitchers.
That was a really nice
pitch. Looking breaker comes across the plate. 1-ball, 2 strikes to Nick.
You don't get to fool Nick very often.
And that one's taken way high. That's going to let both runners advance. Space shuttle couldn't get up fast enough to stop that pitch right there. That one gets past. That's a wild pitch, and that's going to move Cade on over to third. Benny Homan over to second. And now it's a 2-2 count to Nick Twaits with a couple ducks on the pond out here. Willie Homan on deck for the Tribe. Here comes the 2-2. Let's take it inside. Ball three.
I think if he walks him,
he's going to have to take him out of the game. That one's popped up right in the sunshine. Left fielder's dancing around. He goes back. Now he's coming in hot. Makes the catch. Cade's fired up. He's coming to home. They cut it off, and everybody's safe. Nice job right there. Good sacrifice fly by Nick. Brings Cade Wendell to the plate to make it 5-0 in favor of the Indians. Benny's going to be stranded out there at second base. Nicely done. Sacrifice fly by Nick. And that's going to be the first out in the inning. Actually, when I finally blocked the sun out, he was going back, and then he turned his horses on to come back in, didn't he? So that brings Willie up to the plate with Reese on deck for the Indians. Indians got a nice 5-run lead right here in the top half of the fourth inning with one away. Benny Homan out at second base. It's taken high. Ball one. That one's taken high. Ball two. I wonder if these guys got a tarp or if this thing just drains that good down here. It might be real sandy down in this bottom, you know.
I think it's on the other side of the first base dugout.
Right?
I think when I was getting here, I thought I saw them rolling something up over there.
Very possible. 2 balls and a strike to Willie. Benny down at second. Nice curveball again.
Yep.
2 balls, 2 strikes.
go, Will.
They're not trying to hold him on at all out there, that second baseman. And when he goes over there, wow, what a time to little hit and run right there towards that right field line. And that's going to be another. There goes the runner. And throw down to third base. And that's going to be a nice scoop by the third baseman. But Benny's in there easily. So Benny's going to move down to third base. So now Willie's got a chance to drive him home with a nice fly ball. Another sacrifice fly would be just fine with me, Bobby. Yep. Indians got a 5-0 lead. And that's going to be ball four.
How long do you think it'll take him
to? Oh, Willie's going. That's pretty funny.
That's going to be it, I'll bet you.
Yep.
And it looks like the manager's going to come out and talk to his young pitcher and see once what he does here. We can take a quick break, and we'll come back in his lead. 5-0.
The bowling leagues are finished for the season at Miracle Lanes. That means there's more time for open bowling on weeknights. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other get-togethers. With bowling finished, Miracle Lanes is closed on Mondays, but the other six nights, you can call them for their great food. Get what you like from their great variety of wings, subs, and pizzas, or one of their great sandwiches, and more. Everybody can order their favorite. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274, then just drive through and pick it up.
All right, looks like the Wildcats are going to make a change here on the mound. Looks like Dylan Hensley is going to come in and pitch for the Wildcats. We don't know much about these kids, but they're going to make a change. We got runners at first and third. We got one out here in the fourth inning, and Reese Rogers is going to be our batter. We'll take another quick break, let this kid warm up, Neil, and we'll be back.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. We're back here at the Wildcat Stadium.
And copy the girls softball team. We had Tammy up Wednesday night, and yeah. Tammy did a great job, and she got a young team there, and they're getting better every game. And on Saturday, they play Van Wert at Fort Recovery, and that is now a noon first pitch doubleheader. So if you get a chance, go up and watch the girls softball team. That'll be Saturday at noon at Fort Recovery.
Good luck to the Lady Indians on that game against the Cougars. I have to apologize. I came up, the number 22 was standing up around the mound like he was going to pitch, but it looks like they're going to bring Dominique Beaver in the pitch now, and I'm not sure where the Hensley. Yeah, they moved a lot of people around, and we don't know what's going on here, but that we still got runners at first and third, and there goes Willie down to second base, fake throw down there, and Willie's easily standing at second base. So now Reese has a chance to drive in a couple of more runs here with a nice base hit. Second and third, one out, 5-0 ball game.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is going to take that one inside.
Go, Reese.
Ethan Shane on deck for the Tribe.
Here's my problem I got.
Comes the 2-0. Taking high and outside. 3-0. You don't have any troubles.
Yeah, I do. I got one right here. Where's Jerry Byram, and why are we not getting cookies? Huh? His daughter?
I think the oven's broke.
Yep.
Four straight balls, and Reese is going to head down to first base. So the new pitcher comes in.
Unintentional walk.
Could have been an unintentional. Speaking of unintentional, there was a stat the other day about Greg Maddux.
That's unbelievable. Have you seen
the stat?
How many walks? That wasn't.
Yeah. Greg Maddux has pitched to like 20,000 some odd hitters in his career. Ethan comes up, takes first pitch strike. 20,000 some odd batters in his career, and he's only been on a 3-0 count to like 300 and some. And out of the 300 and some, 177 was intentional walks.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, that is. That is throwing strikes.
That's incredible. Whew. So bases loaded here for the Indians. Ethan Shane up to the plate. Swings at a 1-1 pitch, and now it's 1-2. Evan Post on deck for the Indians. One away. Top half of the fourth inning. Indians clinging to a 5-0 lead.
Let's go, Evan. Let's make some contact.
Shinny swings at that one, gets a piece of it. Fouls it off his old top of his foot. That does hurt. One ball, two strikes. Benny Homan at third. Will Homan at second. And Reese Rogers over at first base. Here comes a 1-2. Check swing foul. Nice job by Shaney to stay alive.
Let's go, Ethan. Get a run in somehow.
A couple hits right here, and we put a dumb number up. And
which game will be over in five?
Yeah. That's high and over Shaney's head. Two balls, two strikes. Dominic Beaver having a couple control troubles out there on the mound. New pitcher here for the Wildcats coming this inning. Nice job by Shaney. Pops that one up and out of play. Nobody knows where it's at. There it is, back here behind us. We have no chance. If he would pop one up right over this fence.
Land around on that melon.
Because we'd look straight up in the sun. Two balls, two strikes. One out. Posty on deck for the Tribe. Base is juiced. Nice eye by Ethan Shane. Curveball that curves off the plate. 3-2 count. Man, I love it when it's 3-2, two outs, too. I love it when the runners take off. It's not going to be on this pitch, folks, but here comes the payoff. Shaney absolutely tattoos it. Foul down the left field line. Man, I tell you what, he caught that on the barrel of the bat, and I'm sure you heard that sound through the microphone, but it was hooking, and the wind was pushing it, and it was he pinned that puppy right up against that left field line.
Yep.
Man, if he'd have waited just a split second.
Yep. Now, if there is one that pops up over here, I would really appreciate it if you guys would sacrifice your body and not let it hit the equipment.
Will do. Will do,
right.
Spencey.
Jump on top of it.
Down in the dirt, and that's going to be ball four, and that's going to bring home another runner. So Benny takes a slow trot home. He comes across the plate, and that's going to make it 6-0 in favor of the Indians. Will Homan goes on down to third base. Rogers over to second base. And Shaney is now at first base. So the Indians have scored two runs in this inning so far. And they've had 1, 2, 3, 4. How'd Benny get on? What'd Benny do? I don't have that wrote down, Bobby. Remember how Benny got on? He come around to score there. Did he walk?
I have no idea. Let me think here.
That brings Evan Post to the plate. That was taken high and outside. 6-0 to score. Bases loaded for the Indians. Two balls, no strikes.
Bill Posty.
Evan looking to get a nice pitch and give it a ride here.
Ooh. That's twice, Biggie.
Got one on the shoulder.
Now that one's going to be... Jeez, I'm Pete. That one was inside and... He didn't even have time to get out of the road of that one. So back-to-back hit by pitch for Posty. Another RBI. Nice job, Biggin. That's going to bring Willie to the plate.
Did you see Piscotty from St. Louis the other night? Funniest thing I ever seen.
Well, I was trying to... Didn't he get, like, hit by the pitch, and then he got hit at second?
Yeah, he got hit by the pitch, went to first base, goes to second on a steal, ball hits him in the elbow. Base hit, goes to the plate... Ball hits him in the helmet. Then he slides it down.
Beat the hell out of him. Wow, we are having some serious control troubles in this inning for the Wildcats. 7-0 now the score for the Indians. They're in front. Top half of the fourth inning. Indians have scored 3 in this inning, and there has yet to be a hit.
So what are you going to get on your keyhole pizza tonight? We can't have meat, so we just
We're going to get some tuna.
Tuna.
And we're probably...
pineapples.
We'll have some pineapples. I like the pineapple spot.
Pineapples and fish.
Cannot
feed. Sounds delicious.
That one's taken high inside, 3-0. And then we'll wash that down with some vanilla ice cream with a little mustard sauce on top. I like that. Sounds all good.
Mustard sauce.
I might hit Keno tonight, too.
The last time we were at Keno,
yes.
Bobby.
Oh.
We were in, that's 4 straight balls, and that's going to bring in another run.
Wow.
4 runners across the plate.
Picture here, the coach looks like he's going to take a stroll out there.
That is the last, let's see here, the last 1, 2, 3. We had walk, hit by a pitch, walk, 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 sacrifice, walk, and walk. So the manager's coming out, and he's thinking, wait a minute. This is not working out the way we thought. Looks to me like we're going to change pitchers again. Spencey, we're going to take a break. We got bases loaded. The Indians now have an 8-0 lead. We'll be back in just a second.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to talk to Tyler.
Which Tyler do you mean?
My brother Tyler. He was out looking for Ralph, our dog.
Why would your brother be here looking for Ralph, your dog?
I told Tyler that you had something for everyone. So he said he was going to look there.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should ask your parents for help.
Can I speak to my mom?
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, Bobby, we're back here at Wildcat Baseball Field. Looks like we're going to have number 2 in there, Tristan Freistuhler. And I think he was, let me check here on the book. He was at shortstop. Now he's going to move over to the mound. He is one little fella out there, Bobby.
He's a little guy, ain't he?
5'3", 5'4", maybe, 100 pounds.
I don't know.
Buddy, he's playing shortstop, so you know he's a ball player.
Oh, yeah, he looks like a ball player.
Yep. Just a little shorter.
Not super big.
Yep.
So base is still loaded for the third pitcher in the inning for the Wildcats. Indians got 4 runs across the plate so far this inning, take an 8-0 lead. Davis Will comes to the plate, still 1 out in the inning. Base is loaded. Ethan Chain down in third. Evan Post at second. Cassius Metzger at first base. Here comes the first pitcher. This kid, Davis, takes a hit. He says, heck it, I'm going to rip that bad boy.
Absolutely.
And he was just way a little bit ahead of that pitch. 0-1 to count. Curveball just a bit outside. 1-1. Kate Mundell on deck for the Indians. Go ahead, Bobby.
Freddie Couples, 1 under. 3 off the lead of the Masters.
Man, does he love that course.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's always, always solid there. Ain't a prettier swing in golf, in my opinion.
No, I agree with you.
Swing and a miss.
You haven't seen Barclays then?
Charles Barkley? Forgot that. I don't even know what you call that. 2-2 the count to Davis.
That's worse than a caveman killing lunch.
Ooh, nice curveball.
That was.
Pitcher comes off the mound like he struck out the side.
I'd like to get a couple here just so we can get this thing over with.
So yep. Davis goes down swinging. That's the second time he struck out so far in the game. Indians now have 3 strikeouts in tonight's ball game, and that's going to roll the top back to Cade Wendell. Cade led the inning off with a walk, come around to score the inning's first run. So now with 2 away and bases loaded, Cade gets a chance to do some serious damage.
Yeah, he just needs that pitch.
Benny Homan on deck for the Indians. That one's taken outside. 2 balls, no strikes. What am I seeing?
About to see somebody get hit in there with a bat. Look at that.
the guy.
Go Cade.
Two balls and a strike. To Kate.
That
and
is
Kate
rocket.
Absolutely gets a hold of this one out
nobody
towards right.
Getting that one.
Right fielder can't make a play. Here's going to be one run coming across the plate. Here's going to be two runs coming across the plate. And that's going to be double digits right there. Nice piece of hitting by Cade Wendell. He hit that puppy on the screws, and the right fielder had no chance to make that play. So that's a two-run single by Cade Wendell, and it's now 10-0 in favor of the Tribe.
Tweetsie.
And Nick. that brings Benny Hellman to the plate.
Nick.
You can't hear us.
Cade goes down to second base.
Nick, you done?
All right, I got some coloring to do here. Shani come across to score. Posty come across to score. Is that Cassius over there at third base? Should be. Yes, it is. Cade's down at second. Two balls and a strike to Benny. Nick Twait's on deck. 10-0 ball game, top of the fourth inning. Wow.
Great curve.
Another curveball crosses the plate. 2-2 the count to Benny.
Yep, there's that tornado.
It's Bob's microphone. Nice curveball right there again by the young pitcher. That's going to be strike three. But in the inning, the Indians do some damage. They pick up 2, 4, 6 runs on one hit and a lot of walks and a couple hit batters. And at the end of 3.5, Indians 10, Wildcats 0.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get back to the basics with Case IH Compact Farmall 30A and 35A tractors at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Simple, easy-to-use controls let you focus on your task without distractions from complicated machine operations. The full-function 3-point hitch and PTO options allow you to easily attach a wide variety of implements. And the turbo diesel Tier 4B engine gives you all the power you need. For more on Case IH Compact Farmall 30A and 35A tractors, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here. Top of the fourth inning. Indians leading 10-0. Nick Twaits goes for his fourth inning of work. Calpe has been tremendous.
Yeah, he's faced 9. He struck out 8.
Yeah, and he hit a batter on a 2-strike count on a curveball.
And they picked him off.
Then we picked him off. That's exactly right. Top of the order. What'd you call this kid? Freistuhler?
Freistuhler, I think, yeah.
First pitch is bunted down the first baseline. Nice bunt. Twaitsy over. That's a base hit. Nice job.
Yep.
Indecision there between the catcher and Twaitsy, and both of them kind of looked at each other, and base hit. Good bunt leading off the fourth inning. So they got their first base hit of the game.
Yeah, hats off to him because he hit it out there far enough where the catcher and the pitcher almost collide.
Yeah, perfect
to get that one.
Yep. That brings Ludwig to
pretty
the
plate.
Isaiah Beaver on deck.
He got down the line fast.
Twaitsy looks around her back. First pitch is strike at the letters. 0-1. Houston, Hardin Houston. Houston, Ohio.
Shelby County.
Houston High
Shelby County League. Oh,
throw
I would
over.
He picked him off.
Runner back. Indians leading 10-0 here.
He
in
wants
the
to pick him off.
Inning.
I know that because he wants to just face the minimum if he can. I'll just turn a double play here.
That Ludwig struck out swinging. And a pitch swinging a miss. 0-2. Pretty nippy day out here. What do you think? A little wind's blowing about 20 miles an hour.
I'll tell you, it's definitely warmer than it was this morning, though. Son of a gun, it was chilly.
Was it a little nippy out here?
Betcha.
Yeah. NEO2, curveball. A little flare out to second base. Ben Homan drifts under it, and he has it one out.
And it's, it was 50 degrees at game time.
That brings up Isaiah Beaver to the plate with Hensley on deck. Left-handed hitter hitting. Beaver struck out swinging, bottom of the first inning. We want to thank our sponsors for letting us bring you Indian baseball. That's fouled. Back.
59 people in attendance today for today's.
You got 59?
Yep.
Ain't bad.
Titanic
24 recovery?
Oh, I'd say at least. Oh, I didn't even see.
I would say there's.
There might be more than that.
There ain't no 20 from Fort Recovery. That's in the dirt, gets away. That's going to be a wild pitch. Runner goes on to second. The Indians can't find it. Now he's going to go to third. And we're going to throw it out in left field, and the runner is going to come home. And that's just a crying shame.
Wow.
That's a three-base error.
That was about as ugly as it gets.
And the run scores makes it 10-1 now, your score.
Well,
Indians throwing it around.
I have to tell you, the ball got away from Cody. He was back here to the plate, and they've got this gravel. And there's, like, wads of gravel laying everywhere, and it looks like, and it's kind of the color of the ball.
Yeah, and they couldn't find it. And so by the time he found it, he threw to third and threw it out in left field. Cody did, and the runner scored easily for the first run of the game for the Wildcats. That's a strike.
Discounted 25 and the two sets of bleachers up to our right there.
Fancy.
Good job, Neil. 10-1.
Those would be, I think, almost all Fort Recovery fans.
Curveball just misses. Nice pitch. Waits it. 2-2. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Twaits gets a sign from his catcher, Schindelberry, and the 2-2. Cheese. Strike three. Two out. And that is how many strikeouts?
Oh, looks like we did a. I bet you
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 9 strikeouts.
Let me see here. We got Mason Will at short, I think. I bet Cade's warming up. He's going to pitch.
Swing and a miss.
Since we don't have a game tomorrow, we don't play till Monday. Benny's at second yet. Ethan's at first. I'd say no doubt Cade's going to pitch.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know if he'd pitch Cade or not. I think he might pitch Cade against Bath on Monday.
Well,
don't know, because we've had so many
rainouts.
You know, we want to get these guys some innings.
Yeah.
So,
and actually,
it's supposed to be nice
over the weekend, but I think Monday they're calling for rain late in the day at this point.
I thought all next week was clearing. Chance of rain on Saturday. Speaking of which, Monday we're at Bath. Read that off there. What we got? Got him. We'll get that when we come back. In the inning, a run, a one hit. Nobody left. And after four complete, your Indians leading 10-1.
Winter's over. The warm weather's here. But your car is a mess. Call Hastings Auto Sales now to set up your appointment to get your car looking great again. You can get a professional wash and wax, or to make it look like new inside and out, ask about their complete detailing service. Whichever you choose, your car will look great. And the best part? You didn't have to do a thing except call Hastings Auto to set up your appointment. Call them now at 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Joyce, Deli Manager at Wayne IGA. Did you know on Wednesdays after 3 p.m. and all day on Sundays, Wayne IGA offers a 12-piece bucket special for $12.99. Save $2 a bucket. March is also upon us. That means that Wayne IGA, it is fish season. Starting on Wednesday, March 1st, and every Friday till Easter, we will be having our deli fish. You can get our fish by the dinners or by the pound. Please call ahead to reserve your fish. It does go fast. Our number is 419 469-375-2865. Thank you for your business at Wayne IGA. Don't forget to check us out on our Facebook page.
All right, top of the fifth inning. It is 345 Tweets. My hands are cold. Will Holman and Reese Rogers. Also, Max Klingshirn checked in the last game. He was out in left field. Checked in for Davis. Will?
Very good.
Nice to see Max get out there and get a little playing time. What's our schedule next week look like? Because I think
we got a busy week.
Looking at it, Cal, but we got some nice weather coming in.
Yeah, we got a busy week here. The way it looks.
Can we have a home game or not?
No kidding. Looks like the Anzonia game was canceled, and now we're going to be scheduled at Lima Bath on Monday evening, and then on Tuesday we make another long trip back up north to Delta St. John.
You gotta be kidding.
That's gonna be a league game, and then on Thursday, hey, we're back in the Fort Recovery zone. We got a home game against the Redskins. That's gonna be a league game also. That can't be a league game, I bet. Bet it is.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday we got a doubleheader at home against South Adams.
Tough play, ground ball shortstop. They're gonna have to hurry. He does. Ooh, pulled his foot. Nice play by the shortstop. He fired it over there. Threw it a little high, pulled Twitzy off, and I don't know. What do you think?
Hit.
Base hit?
Yeah.
What's that Mollenkamp girl who's on the girls' basketball team? Val Mollenkamp. Mm-hmm. So that brings Will Holman to the plate. Willie is 0 for 2. Flew out and walked. Scored a run. Reese Rogers waving that bat on the on-deck circle. Indian baseball on Fort Recovery Radio. We're glad to bring it to you. That is ripped to center field, but up in the jet stream. Center fielder has a beat on it. He does make the catch. Hit her hard, copy, but right into that wind.
He hit it right into the, like you said, teeth of the wind, and right at center fielder. He didn't have to move very far.
That brings up DHing, yeah, that's right. Reese Rogers, who had a big hit starting out the game, Calvin Gus off on the right track.
Yeah, he certainly did in the first inning there with a two-run RBI single. It was nice. And two outs.
That's right, absolutely. Reese is 1 for 2. He walked, grounded back to the pitcher, and then had the base hit that scored 2 in the first. Reese has been swinging the bat well and pitched a great game. There's a ground ball short. That could be 2. Oh, he booted it. Everybody's going to be safe. Well, that was a perfect double play ball.
Taylor made.
Yeah, and I think he just got a little ahead of himself, and the Indians now with a 2 on with 1 out. That's an E6 if you're scoring at home. That brings Micaiah Cox.
I believe it is Micaiah.
Cox for Shane if you're scoring at home. I'm sure we got some people scoring at home.
I bet a lot of people.
Yep, everybody has their books out.
Yep. Evan Post on deck.
Evan been hit 14 times tonight.
Evan got a sore left butt cheek.
Yeah, he got
sore left shoulder.
Coxie fouls it back off the screen. Calvin, you should have seen the job this kid did pitching the other night against Versailles.
I kind of heard a little bit about it. He come in and got the save.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Mikhail pitch. Heck, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're right. 1-1.
Come on, Mike. I'm about to hit here, big guy.
That is grounded to second base. Slowly hit. Pitcher makes a nice play, runs it down. Runners advance are on second, third now. If Coxie grounds out to the pitcher for 2 outs in the inning. That brings Evan Post to the plate. 2 runners in scoring position. Nice to get them home here.
Who's our bad boy?
Our bad boy is no idea.
That is Scott Wendell's son.
Scotty
and I don't
Wendell.
Know his
oh,
name.
Yeah.
Don't know his name, but.
Evan, ball's a little high.
This pitcher is a ball player.
Yes, he is. He's about 5'3", and he is sharp. He's quick. He has his pitches are good. He's a little surprising. He's their leadoff batter and their shortstop before he's pitching.
Brandon Rogers said he is scoring at home. And Reese Rogers.
Oh, no.
Yes. 3. Evan Post gets hit for the 3rd time.
How big is that guy?
Yeah.
He's a billboard.
His posterior must have a some sort of ball magnet.
He has got
on
a big butt. Evan does.
That's
tough. Yeah, but that's it's not that's
big. Getting bigger because it's all swelled up.
He's been hit for the third time. Anyway, Brandon scored at home, and Reese's ground ball to air we gave the shortstop, he gave him a base hit.
So. I like it.
Yeah. Pitches, take him first strike. Bases loaded, Cassius Metzger.
We're pretty sure it wasn't there, though.
Cassius has been on twice, struck out swinging, walked twice.
Did he convince us to change our mind?
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't take much.
That's outside, 1-1.
Especially if he could send us one of those pina coladas and, or just invite us down to where he's sitting on the beach.
Well, I'd say next week he'll probably be like in California or something. He's been in a different state every time we hear from him.
Is there any chance he's lying?
Yeah, he could be sitting in the dugout. Yeah.
Sage Wendell is our bat
Sage.
Boy.
Sage,
there we go.
Thank you, Mr. Post. He had to be laughing at his boy getting plunked for the third time. You think Evan give a little
what's going to bring
down
around,
or razz him a little bit? Ooh, that does score right. That's a base on balls to catch us.
So it's
Nick Swaits
across.
Is going to come across. 11-1 now your score. Wildcats just can't throw strikes, can they, bud?
No, they've been struggling.
That brings Max Klingsher into the plate.
Come on, Maxie.
Last time up, Max hit a rocket at Dolphus to left field. A guy made a nice play on. That pitch is a strike.
Let's go here, Max. Smack one.
Max's mom was on the Insight last week and Wednesday night. What a great show that was.
And we replayed it this morning after breakfast with Bill.
If she isn't,
oh, too.
She is some kind of fun, isn't she?
Yeah, she
is. Cracked me up.
I like her a lot better. I like her brother.
Or her husband.
Yeah, right.
I don't know her brother. Who's her brother?
Andy.
Oh, really? I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, I talked to Big Jakester today. Jake says, hey, I don't work Fridays anymore.
He's done?
Yeah, he don't work
Good
Fridays.
For him.
Yeah, he's. I just do Monday through Thursday.
Ball two strikes. Curveball. Got him. Nice pitch. Then the Indians get a run. They leave them loaded. And after 4.5, Indians leading 11-1.
Wengler Ace Hardware is your destination for Milwaukee tools. These heavy-duty products are designed with the most demanding applications in mind. The Milwaukee M18 cordless system works as hard as you do, and now is a great time to buy. Right now, save $100 instantly on a qualifying M18 kit. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware to check out the largest selection of Milwaukee power tools in the area and save $100 on a qualifying kit. Experience the service, selection, and tradition at Wengler Ace Hardware, located in Fort Recovery.
Breakfast with Bill every weekday morning right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Fourth of, I love 4th of July. That's my favorite.
That's when you get to blow up cars. And
that's when you have to get
No, that's when you get to celebrate off. The founding of the United States of America.
Is that what that meant?
Yes. Yes.
Is that right? I just saw a big firecracker.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. That's what a lot of people...
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, here we go. Bottom half of the fifth inning for the Indians. If we can get out of this inning, folks, we got a 10-run lead here. And looks to me like Nick Twaits is going to try to finish this one out. He's going to face 5-6-7 Trent, Dominic Beaver, and Leist.
I think Nick's on a pitch count, and I think he's probably up to be able to throw about 60 pitches, and I'd say he's real close to that. And let's finish it out here and go home, huh?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds good to me, Bobby. Indians just kind of came down here and, you know, it worked out. We didn't have the home game tonight. Our field was a little bit too wet, so we decided to come down here and play at their diamond, which looks really, really nice. And they kind of ran into a buzzsaw here with Mr. Twaits. He's been throwing nothing but lights out, and they have been struggling to find a plate. So... for the Indians, it's just been walk after walk after walk, and then a hit batter, and we scored 11 runs, and I think we've only got, Bobby, I think...
Five hits, maybe?
I think five hits, yeah. So, Tracy back on the mound. 1-1 to count now to Trent.
If we get this thing out of here, I think no doubt Nick Twaits will be our Fort Recovery Radio Player of the Game.
It'd be tough not to give it to him, yeah.
Yep.
There's a strike two.
If you're umpiring.
Either him or...
He would be the perfect guy.
Yeah, because he's just firing him.
We could...
Give it to Evan Post.
Evan Post and get him some Icy Hot.
Yep.
Forget the hot. Just needs ice.
Yeah.
2-2 the count. Curveball just didn't quite catch the back of the plate.
We got some changes out there defensively. Calvin Micaiah Cox is at first base.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Like I say, Max is out in left. Let's see. Who's your shortstop? Will Boy is playing short.
Mason,
yeah.
Looks like.
Yeah, I can't see who's out in right. Might still be Davis. No, I don't think it is.
That's 11 strikeouts now for Nick Twaits, if anybody's keeping track of that. Soon to be 12, the way that swing was just brought across the plate.
Yeah.
Let me look out here. And
is that...
I think it's Cassius.
Is it? Yeah, that'd be right.
Comes the 0-1 pitch. Right in the dirt. Nice job by Cody. Nice block. Pretty good-looking team here we got tonight, boys. Pretty solid.
We're starting to play better than we were. The last four games have been much better than game number two, especially.
That one gets a piece of it down over to Evan Post. Evan comes up, fires across the infield for out number two. Nice play, Evan Post. And now
he had to throw it around his bruises, his swelling on his...
He had to throw it sidearm, take his glove off, throw it with his left hand. He's got nothing left.
Been hit just about everywhere.
What is he doing? Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. One out away from a 11-1, 10-run mercy rule win for the Indians.
Good, because I just about can't feel my fingers.
Well, you wouldn't be here if I wouldn't have talked you into it.
Well, we were debating. I mean, that was a...
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Well, Spencey, when you said that there wasn't no Wi-Fi, you didn't think we could get on and put it in the archives. Always thinking, hell, Spencey can archive her.
Yeah, sir. There's a strike right there. One ball, two strikes. Indians one strike away. Nick Twaits.
That umpire said, let's go home, boys.
Looking for strikeout number 12.
Yep.
And that's going to do her, boys. That strikeout right there. Cody's got to come out and fire it down to first base, and we make a routine play right there, and that's going to be the ball game, folks.
That was a gem.
That was a nicely pitched ball game by Nick Twaits, and at the end of five complete, the Indians are going to take this one home with them at 11-1. We'll be back to recap the game real quick, and we'll be out of here.
It's Lent, and Miracle Lanes will be featuring their hand-breaded fish on their Friday lunch buffet, in addition to many other Lent favorites, including their breadsticks and grilled cheese sandwiches. And don't forget to call ahead and reserve your lanes for your birthday parties and other get-togethers. Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out.
silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
All right, Bobby, we're back here to wrap up this ballgame. Nice ballgame win for the Indians on a chilly Friday night down here in Shelby County at Houston Wildcats Field. Indians jumped out real quick in the first inning, got a couple runs, and from there they just couldn't find the plate, and they just walked us the entire night. So, you know, we didn't exactly thrill them with our bats, but we didn't have to. They just kept walking us.
And I think it was like a continuation from the Indians just rode the momentum of the Versailles game, and you know, Nick Twaits was tremendous, and Reese Rogers got us going off the right track with a big base hit in the first inning, settled, you know, and that's just comforting to get that lead.
And you can pitch a heck of a lot better when you got them runs under your belt. And for Nick Twaits, obviously, you know, I don't know what you're thinking, but my player of the game, Nick Twaits, he faced
he faced
the Wildcats. They're young, but he had 12 strikeouts out of 15 outs. They had one hit on him, a nice little bunt by the shortstop or the pitcher there at the tail end. But other than that, he was in complete control of the ball game. They never threatened to score one time, and he just looked like a man amongst boys out there.
That's
he really
exactly
did.
Right. When he's on like that, and if you're a home plate umpire and you got Twaitsy pitching, and man, that's got to be nice because he is low. He's just in control right now, and he's throwing the ball well. And Jerry has him right where he wants him. You know, he's not working him too much, and I think he, you know, Jerry's. You know, our goal is long term. We're going to need that guy at the end. Let's build him up. You know,
there's a real good chance that Houston hasn't seen a pitcher with that kind of speed, and you can because those kids don't swing like that. I can guarantee you they don't swing like that on a normal basis. But they absolutely could not catch up with it, and all they wanted to do was somehow make some contact with it, and they just couldn't do it tonight. And Nick had him from the start. You know, he struck out the side in the first inning. He got two strikeouts in the second inning, and they just, you know, they kind of had a real early time. They knew they weren't gonna hit him. So for the Indians tonight, they come down here to Shelby County, pick up a victory, and we're going to probably. Spencer, what do you want to do? You want to take a break and come back? But other than that, we don't have to. We've got 11-1 victory in the bag.
You want to talk about? Or?
No, we can talk about the Indians. We got plenty of games to talk about the Indians.
Yep.
So
again, I want to remind everybody, Monday's game is Ansonia's canceled. We are now going to Lima Bath.
Lima Bath. And
on
I'm not,
Monday.
That's going to be a tough one for me to make, Spencer.
Yep, I don't doubt that.
That's going to be a 5 o'clock start, too.
Yes.
Is it?
Yep.
Even, so we went to...
Or maybe slightly later. You know, sometimes we'll start a little early, a little later.
It's going to be a tough...
It's an hour and 5 or 10 minute drive, according to the GPS. So
be a tough one for me to make to Lima Bath on Monday night, but we'll see. We'll see if I can make that work. But for Bobby and I and Mick Spence, thanks for joining us tonight for the Friday night version of the Four Recovery Indians. They take home an 11-1 victory. We'll see you Monday night at Lima.